Okay, today is Daf Mem Dalad. We're actually on Daf Mem Dalad. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Silverstein family, L'il Nishmas Yisrael Mordechai Ben Dov Zev, Shama Shav Naliyah. So here we go. We just finished off saying that Bizman Azeh, whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or whether you're in Chutz Laaretz, there is no shaking of a lulav on the first day, no matter what. Unless it's not a Shabbos. Then if it's a Shabbos. Not in your house. Doesn't make a difference where. No. So ask the Gemara, top line, El Akasha. One second, but we have Akasha, because Hani Tarti Titana. There are two brises that contradicted each other. Chada Kala'am Malichir as the Lulavayim Laharabais. One said, you bring your Lulav to the Beis HaMikdash, but Tanya Idach, the Beis HaKnesses. Umitaritz, and then we answered, Kam Bizman She Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Kam Bizman She Ain Beis HaMikdash Kayim. We gave that answer. So what do you mean that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you don't do it? So Gemara says, no, change the answer. Lo, EDVED Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayim. They're both talking about the Beis HaMikdash. You know what? Below Kasha. Kam B'Mikdash, Kam B'Gvulin. Why are you in the Gvulin? Why didn't you be all the Regal? It's a good question. But without answering that question, just because you didn't do that, you still chayav to shake a lulav. So where are you? You're in your house in Woodmere. You didn't be all the Regal. So what do? You bring lulav to shul. Now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, no, absolutely not. And that's how we hold. And there is no shaking of a lulav on Shabbos, if it's the first day. Any Shabbos, it doesn't matter if it's the first day or not. But even if it's the first day when there was a heter at some point, no, absolutely not.
Not in Gulen, though. Was there ever a heter in Gulen?
What?
Never a heter in Gulen.
Correct. No, we said in the house.
In the house,
yeah. It's actually quite confusing. Sure, it's quite confusing. Okay. And Amalei Abayel Rava. Maishna Lulav, how come by Lulav, the Avdin and Leishiva, Zechel HaMikdash, how come Lulav, Bizman HaZeh, we take a Lulav for 7 days, except for Shabbat, right? Why? Zechel HaMikdash. Umayishna Arava lo Avdin LaShiva Zechel HaMikdash. So how come not the Rosh Hashanah? We don't do 7 days. They did it 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, second skinny line over here, Abba Yom Echad Mi Avdinan Ki Darmin LeKamon Barbalazer Berbtadok. Mati, help me out with this Rashi. Says Rashi, that we only do Hoshana Rabbah 1 day. Lulav we take for 7 days. That's only 1 day. Just like Kidamin Lekamon, like we're going to say on Amud Beis, Berblazer Berb Tzadok. Vehu Hayala Achar Chorban. He was after the Chorban. Shaharei Reb Tzadok Aviv, his father of Tzadok. Bimei Reb Yochanan Ben Zakkai. He lived during the times of Reb Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Right, he fasted for 40 years. He's the one, right? Ubi Yemei, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Gamliel Haya, Kidarminam beBechoros, Klum Chalaknu Ben Chaver LaAmaretz, V'Hu Haya HaShoel. I'm not sure what that means. He was the Shoel. What is Rashi talking about?
In your background.
I have four reasons.
You shouldn't confuse anybody.
Who's
the other Mandamar?
What Mandamar? He asked a question. Abaya, who lived in the 300s, asked Rava, his contemporary, how come Bizman HaZeh, we only lulav for 7 days, and how come our Rava is only 1 day? Why? Right? So what's Rashi going? The whole tangent over here with the lineage. Amalei, so Rava answers Abaya, Hoel v'adam yotzi yedei chavaso ba'arava shebalulav. You hear Rava's answer? Because you're Makayim Hoshanas with the Aravas in the Lulav. So really, you're having Hoshanas all 7 days. You hear that answer?
Yeah, because you're basically shaking it anyway.
Even though we said earlier that you're not allowed to be Yotze Hoshanas with the Aravas in the Lulav. You're not allowed to be. At the Aravas, don't worry about it. You have Hoshanas anyway. You have to take a Lulav the whole week. You have Hoshanas in there.
Why do you have Aravas at 3?
What?
Why do you do Aravas anyway?
It's a very difficult answer. Amalei. Hahumishum lulav hudka avidle. What are you talking about, Rava? That's for the lulav. V'chi tema. You can't use that. You can't double dip. V'chi tema. Dika magvile. V'hadar magvile. You want to tell me you pick it up for shake a lulav. Then you put it down. Then you pick it up a second time. And the second time you have in mind, this is for the Aravis. V'amayse b'chol yom. Lokav dinachi. Nobody does that. You look around. Nobody does that. Right? So what's the answer? Amar zvid. Mishmei derava. Now here's the answer. Lulav da'oraisa of din on shiva. Lulav, which is based on a da'oraisa, all 7 days. Zechel HaMikdash. Arava, Derabanan. Arava is a Derabanan. Love, Deed, and Shiva, Zechel HaMikdash. We don't do it for 7 days. Arava's not Deraisa. That's good. Laman, who said that? Elema, Abashol. Is it Abashol? Not Abashol. Amr, he said, Arve Nachal. It says Arve plural, Nachal. Ksiv Shtayim. Achas Lulav, Achas Lamikdash. Meaning, what does it mean Mikdash? Means Aravas. Right? That can't be him. He can't hold that it's the Rabbanan. No one holds the Rabbanan. Who argued on Abishol? Ila Rabbanan? Hilchasakim Yirila. Talach Lamashim Yisinai. That's not a Darabanan. Whatever that is, whatever tradition you want to call that, it's not a Darabanan. Damar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Mishim of Nechunya, Ish Bikas Beis Chorson, Eser Netios, this straight, difficult halacha about that you have trees, that 10 trees, and if they're a certain distance from each other, so normally there's a halacha, you have to stop before Shemitah, a few, depends what kind of thing it is, 30 days before, 60, whatever, before Shemitah, you have to stop already to prepare. By Eser Netios, it doesn't apply. You have a little bit of a heter, because the trees need it, and you can work on the trees, even not Shemitah, before Shemitah. That's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Arava, Aravas, Nisach HaMayim, halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So all that, what kind of answer is that? Derabanan. Ella, Amar Zvid Mishrei Derava. No. Lulav, De'isle Iker Menatora. Lulav, which is Iker, what does it mean, Iker Menatora? It's a pasuk. It says, right? Kapos Tamarim. So if Dinah Le'Shiva Zechel HaMikdash. So that is 7 days Zechel HaMikdash. Arava. I'm sorry, what? Bigvulin of Dinah Le'Shiva Zechel HaMikdash. Arava. But Aravas. De'isle Iker Menatora. It doesn't have an ikr from the Torah. In other words, what? That's only according to Abishol. We don't hold like that. What do we say? Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Right? Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Therefore what? Therefore, it's not really, it doesn't say it anywhere. It's just a tradition that we have. So, b'gvulet lo avdin and shiva zechel mikdash. Okay? Therefore,
I'm a little confused with this. Why? The Torah doesn't give you any indication of where this is taking place.
What's taking place?
The lulav, the esher, the hadasim, the anything.
Right. So
we infer from it that it's talking about in the base hamikdash is different than anywhere else.
So we derive that if you're in the base hamikdash, it's a d'oraita for 7 days.
Correct.
In the gvulin, only one the first day.
That's right.
Aravas doesn't say a word. The whole thing is derived.
Exactly.
So
there's nothing written. There's nothing
in
that Torah.
Right. Correct. So that's saying since, but lulav there is. Says l'kach d'lachem biyom rishon.
Where do you get the idea that that's being in Beis Hamikdash, not your house?
So that we did that already. I don't remember what we said.
We derived it from
there. But the point is, it has a source in the Torah. It has a source in the Torah. Therefore, we're going to take it in Woodmere for 7 days. Zecher is what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. If the Beis HaMikdash was standing, I wouldn't have to take it for 7 days. You're right, it's a Zecher. But Aravas doesn't say a word in the Torah. The whole thing is a tradition. Therefore, we only take it 1 day. That's what he says. And there's no hack on this. That's it.
Oh, so back then, we only took it 1 day?
Correct. Outside the Beis HaMikdash.
Only 1 day.
So the question is, well, you're supposed to be Ola Regel. So chances are you were there. Let's say you weren't there. You didn't go for whatever reason. You didn't go. Maybe you couldn't. Whatever it is. Whatever reason you didn't go. So then you only had a chiyuv to take it on the first day. Minat Torah. You want to take it more? Again, stop you. We're going to get to Baal Tosif later in the week. With sitting in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. We're going to get to that. Later, it's coming up later in the week. Amar Rish Lakish. Says Rish Lakish. A new thing now. Kahanim Balei Mumin. The Kahanim who had mums, so they can't do avoda. Can they do now? Nichnasin bein ulum lamizbeach. They were able to go. Now the mizbeach was a square, basically. It was a big square. One side of the square was between the ulum and the mizbeach. In other words, one side of the square faced the kodesh, and going into the kodesh kedushim too.
Right.
One side of that square. That space is considered more holy than the rest of the space around the Mizbeach, and the other three sides. It's considered more holy. So the Gemara is saying now, Rish Lakish says, that a Kohen who had a Balmum, really he couldn't do Avoda, he was allowed to go to that fourth holiest place, that fourth side, K'dei lotze it's harava. To do the aravas. Says Rashi, Kohan and Bali Mumin, af heim dochakin, they would push themselves, v'nichnasim lahakif biraglehem, v'aravim biyada. They would do the hakafis around the mizbeach. They were allowed to go there too. All four sides. The efsher lahakif. No, that can't be right. The ain omer of lahakif shall yikansu beina ulam lemizbeach. V'chal hashana asurim likane sham kedivinam tachlis kelim perak rishon. Remember, they couldn't go there. Yeah, they could go there. That's what Rish Lakish says. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan mi amra. Who said that? What does that mean, mi amra, who said that? It's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, what this question means. We'll do Rashi simple. Rashi says, hash the salka daita, dahachika amar. This is what he means. Mi amra shehi chova. Who said that? The ka'amar lotzas ba yidei chova. Ulamahachi parich man amra bitmiya. Who said that? Who said that there's such a chiyuv over here to go with hakafis? And therefore, Kohen of Balmum normally can't go there, can go there. Who said that? Says the Gemara. Mi Amra? What do you mean who said that? Ihu, you said it. The Amra of Asi, Amra of Yochanan. You said it, Rabbi Yochanan. Mishom, he didn't say it. What he said was like this. Mishom, Nechum Nechunya, Ish Birkas, Beis Chortan, Eser Netios, Arava, Beditzach Hamayim, Halach Lamoshe Mitzinai. You said it. You said it, Halach Lamoshe Mitzinai. So therefore, they're allowed to. You said it, Rabbi Yochanan. Ella, that's not what he meant to say. Ella, mi amra binatila. Who said that there's a hakafis? Where'd that come from, hakafis? See, we've never really defined what is a ravis. What is Hoshana Rabbah in the Gemara side? What is it? Who said mi amra binatila? Dilma bizakifa. Maybe it's just standing up the aravis over the Beis HaMikdah, over the Mizbeah. Tomorrow's daf is going to say how tall they were, a whole thing, complicated thing with the height. And what is it? You take one in your lulav, you take one on the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mizbeah. Why? I don't know why. We don't know why we take a lulav at all. Right? We've had some reasons. It's really a chok. What? Torah says it's really a chok. So why would they have a custom to put our ravas around the Mizbeah? I don't really know. Right? Fine. What's the reason for that? We don't really know. So who said that you have to take it and maybe just a means to stand it up? And me, Amr of Bali Mumin. Who said a Balmum could do that? We generally don't let them do avodah. So who said that? Dilma b'tmimin. Maybe Takas with Tmimin. You tell me. I didn't say anything like that. All I said was such a thing as aravas. What it means? I don't even know. What are the details? I don't know. Don't tell me I said that. I didn't say that. Itmar. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. This is a machlokas now. Chad Amar. Arava is Yisod Nevi'im. Aravas are Yisod Nevi'im. What is Yisod Nevi'im? Well, Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean it's Yisod Nevi'im? Then V'chad Amar Arava Minag Nevi'im. What do you mean it's a Yisod? What do you mean it's a Minag? It's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So Gemara is going to ask that question in a few minutes. What does it mean Yisod Nevi'im? Says Rashi. Very important Rashi. These two Rashis are very important. Takanos Nevi'im Achronim. It's a Takana of the later Nevi'im. Who are they? Chagai, Zechariah, Umalachi, Shehayu, Mimas, Kene, Takanos, Yisrael, Ba'anshe, Knesset, Hagadola. They made Takanos. That's what it means, Yisod Nevi'im. What's Minug Nevi'im? Minug Nevi'im. Hinhigu es ha'am, says Rashi, it's a Minug. Velo, Tiknu, Lahem. It wasn't a Takana. You must do this. That's not what it was. It was a Minug. What's the Nafkamina? If it's a Minug or a Takana? Nafkamina, the low boy bracha. If it's a minig, you can't make a bracha. Can't make a bracha, right? The lekalamemar vitzivanu, you can't say vitzivanu. The afilu biklal lo tusser lesa. It's not even in lo tusser, right? We say, how do you make a bracha on Er Chanukah? Hashem kiddushanu, but Hashem never commanded us to do that. How can I mean say vitzivanu? The answer is, Hashem said, the Torah says lo tusser. Don't not listen to the chachamim. So when the Chachamim said, light menorah, light Hanukkah candles, Torah said that. I'm commanded to listen to that. I'm commanded to listen to them. They said we're going to make a new thing called Ner Chanukah. I can say Vitzivanu. Says Rashi, if it's a minig, you can't even say that. You can't even say that. Okay? Okay? That's what the big Tosis is about. Is that even true? You don't say brachas on a minute? Is that true?
Probably not.
Completely not true. I'll tell you something we do every day. We're going to do it this Pesach. It's called second day Yom Tov.
That's not a minute. That's not called
Levim. Don't we say minute of a same day? The only reason we do it today, keep second day Yom Tov, is because it's a minute. We know the day now. The whole thing is a minute. That's what the big toss is on the base. We're going to try to do it.
No, but the minute continuum was a takana.
It was a takana. And what did it turn into? A minute.
But then you don't stop making a bracha.
Why not?
Because you used to make a bracha already before. It's not that somebody came instituted and now we started to make a bracha.
It's very interesting. That's the only line. There's like two lines in the Tosfos. I don't know what he means. I don't think he really answers it. We'll try to get to it. Anyway.
I can't answer that anyway because think about it.
What?
That case of sick of
second. I know it's a rule breaker for everything.
Exactly.
But says Rashi, if it's a minute Nevi'im, you don't make a bracha.
But it contradicts what we learned yesterday.
That what? That it's an halacha
moshim tzimai. No, you don't differentiate between the Bavel and Israel, so there's no machlokes in Israel.
Correct.
So that's 2 days Yom Tov is the exact same thing. Now you differentiate. Oh, you're in Israel.
Right.
So
the truth is that din of not making different Torahs in Klal Yisrael only applies in different cities. I'm not sure what the Gemara meant by that.
In the same city.
In the same. It only applies in the same city. The Gemara talked about it yesterday. Yesterday was Shushan Purim. Yesterday was Shushan Purim? No, the day before, Monday. And in Yerushalayim, it was really Purim. You're making two different things of Klal Yisrael. The answer is, but it's not in the same city. It's not in the same city.
But we qualified that by saying from Kefas Choma, that's why it's...
I understand, but what kind of rule is that? That in the same halachas and the applied different days? What kind of religion is that?
No, but the Gemara was talking
the answer
about
is it's not the same city, so it's okay.
Well, the Gemara was talking about different places.
So all the more so. No.
Yeah.
So then, so then it's okay. In Israel they do that, and then it would be we do this. It's okay. In Yerushalayim they lay on the Megillas on one day, and here it's another.
Right. Marcel, the problem is the myth is if you're in Yerushalayim, you're not holding like your day. You're holding like the day where you came from.
Right.
Which throws everything off.
Right.
Right, exactly. If you're in there, do it.
Right. And what about when they had... The Gemara asked the question, because the Gemara says, what about when they... If Purim's on a Sunday, they would lay Megillah on Thursday. So the Gemara says, but aren't you making agudos? So the Gemara answers, no, but it's in that city. Now, the other city, they wouldn't do it. So it's okay. So how does that work with this? I'm not sure.
More exceptions to the rules than the rules.
Right. Anyway... To Stayim, the Rabbi Yochanan, who the Amar Yisod Nevi'im. Let's tell you, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who proves it's Yisod Nevi'im. He's the one who said that one. Why? The Amar of Avo, Amar of Yochanan, Arava, Yisod Nevi'im, who? To Stayim. Very good. Only Rabbi Zeru, Rabbi Avo, me Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hachi, did Yochanan really say that? Amar of Yochanan, Mishur, Menachoni, Ish, Bikas, Space, Chorin, Etzin, Atiyas, Arava, Nizachamai, Malacha Moshe Mesinai. It's Malacha Moshe Mesinai. What are you telling me? It's Yisod Nevi'im, Minig Nevi'im. What is that? It's Malacha Moshe Mesinai. He didn't have an answer. For a minute he was stumped. For a minute, he gets stumped for a minute. Right? Then, Omer, then he said, must be Shachacham. You're right. It was Halacha L'Moshe Mitzvah. People forgot. V'chazru v'yisodum. And they reestablished it. That must be the answer. So, right? So therefore what? Really, it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzvah. Really. What happened? Everyone forgot about it. And then the Nevi'im revived it. So the Gemara says, Umi Omer B'yochanan Hachi. Is that possible? From Rabbi Yochanan, said, "Delachon amri, delachon he," which in a nutshell means, "I thought," says Rabbi Yochanan, "I thought that in Eretz Yisrael, I think that's what this means. I thought that in Eretz Yisrael, where there was less turmoil, there were better learners. That's what I thought. I thought delachon amri, but you know what? Delachon he, the better learners here in Babel. Is that what it means?"
Yeah.
What?
Who is better in
Gaulis? Yochanan
was in Arizona.
What? Right. So he met Rav. So Rashi says he met Rav Kahana, and when he met Rav Kahana, what?
He traveled back
and forth. Yeah, and he realized, whoa, this guy, whoa! I thought they knew how to learn Eretz Yisrael. Whoa, this guy blew me out of the water. That's what he said. What's the bottom line? The bottom line of Rashi: Alma, Svir Leil Rav Yochanan Dol Neshtakel Torah Begaulis Bavel. It never got forgotten. They're much better over there learning. So what do you mean that they forgot to reestablish it? Not true. Anyway, Lokasha. Kan, the Mikdash. Kan, the Gvulin. Right? Where do we say Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai is Where do we say that Arba was the Halacha Moshe Mitzinai? It's only in the Beis HaMikdash. And where do we say that the Nevi'im made it up? In Chutz Laretz. Right? Right? Which means, Bigvulim means everywhere else, but Adam. Which means in Yerushalayim, it's really what? Talach Moshe Mitzinai, or the Beis HaMikdash. And in the rest of the world, it's a minug. So Rashi said, well, what's the difference? You don't make a bracha. So you make a bracha in the Beis HaMikdash, but you don't go to the Beis HaMikdash. So not really a question. Right? Okay. So, it's a machlokas. We assume it's outside the Beis HaMikdash. There are Rishonim, the minority, said it means it's outside Yerushalayim.
So the halacha of Moshe Mitzinai goes in Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah. Only in Eretz Yisrael. Not even Eretz Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash.
Beis HaMikdash, yeah.
Right. So some hold that even means the city of Yerushalayim. I think it would only mean the old city. I don't know if it means, Mea Shearim or you know, Sanhedria. I don't think it means those places. But that's a minority anyway. Okay. The rest of the daf is quite easy. We'll finish it, and then we'll try to do the big Tosfos. Amar of Ami, Arava tzricha shir, the Aravas require a shir, the Einari tells El Bifnei Atma, you can only take it by itself. It can't be part of the lulav. It has to be its own. The Ein Adam Yotzi Dechavasa Ba'arava Sheva Lulav. And you can't be Yotzi from the lulav ones. Which nobody does that, right? They get new ones. Why? Because the Gemara and Daf Mem Dal Amid Bei said so. Given to Amar Mar, Einon Itelas El Bifnei Atma, well, it says you can only take it by itself. Pshita the Einon Yotzi Ba'arava Sheva Lulav. It's obvious. It's like a rule of redundance. You have to take your own. And it can't be from the lulav. It's redundant. I would have thought, Hani Mili Hechadilo Agbe V'Hadar Agbe. Well, that's only if you pick it up and don't pick it up a second time. I will Agbe V'Hadar Agbe Eimalo. Well, then I pick it up to shake a lulav. I'll put it down. And a half hour later, I'll take them for the Aravis. Can I do that? I would have thought, maybe you can do that. Come on, Sean, you can't do that. Rav Chista Omer of Yitzchak, Adam Yoti Dechavaso Baravis Shebelulav. He says, you can. We don't hold like this. You can take that Aravis out of the lulav and use those for Shanas. The Kama Shiura, how much is the Shir? Umr of Nachman, Gimel Bade Olin. Three, I'm not sure what this means. Three stems with leaves? Three twigs, what? Reshmois leaves. Reshmois Amar Afilu, Ola Echad, even one leaf, Ubad Echad, and one leaf, and one stem. Ola Echad, Ubad Echad, talking about one leaf and one stem? No, Ela Eima, what I meant to say was Afilu, Ola Echad, one leaf, Bibad Echad, on one stem. Amr Ivu said, this is a tangent now, Havi Kamina Kimei Dr. Belazar Berb Tzadok.
Didn't we say a couple of back?
That was our Rav, this is for Hoshanas.
Oh.
Yeah. Ivu says like this, I was in front of Rav Belazar Berb Tzadok. This is the same Rav Belazar Berb Tzadok that Rashi was busy with on Amr Aleph.
Yeah, but he said that.
Right, so, but this story has nothing to do, oh, but I see Hahu Gavra Arava Kaimei, and a guy came with our Ravis. Shakil Chavit Chavit. What does Chavit Chavit mean? Rashi says, Lashon Nanua. It's a Lashon of Nanuim, waving. That's what Rashi says. That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, what does Chavit mean? Comes from the word Chavata, which means Gesundheit, which means to hit, which is what we do. The Ramah says, this is the Makar of the Minhag to bang the Hoshanas. And I thought, some people have a minute to shake the Hoshanas before they bang them. That's what Rashi said. Right? Nanua means like a lulav. You shake them around. So it's not such a crazy sense. It's a Rashi. Right? The rabbi does that. Before he bangs, he shakes them like Bamash like a lulav. It's a preferish of Rashi. Shake him, you shake him. Okay, Rambam says not to. Rambam says to hit it. So we'll cut. Well, can you do both? What's the downside? Right? Anyway, the guy came below Beirich. He didn't make a bracha. Why? Kasavar, minag neviim hu. It's a minag neviim. So what does this have to do with that Rashi? This is the person. He was Reb Tzadok's son. He passed it for 48. Oh, lovely. What Rashi mentioned that all that for? Yeah, what did it go to?
If it's a lacha notion, why don't you make a bracha?
So that's what this big Tosfos is about. Because even if no, so the answer is the Gemara answer. It's only in the Gvulin. It's not. It was never halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Only in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Gvulin, it was always a minug, and you don't make a bracha on a minug. Tosfos is going to be saying, "Is that true? You don't make a bracha on a minug? I'll tell you five minhagim you make a bracha on."
That's Yeah, but here they're saying you shake it.
Well, if that's the case, you should only make a bracha on the lulav in the first day also.
What?
If you use this logic,
that
you should only
I think
make
he mentions that.
But it's we know that the Beis Hamikdash, all that they did was they stood them up by the Mizbeah. They didn't shake them.
We're not sure what they did. We kept saying that. Maybe they did this. Who said? Who knows? Right? We don't know. Now, there's another story. Ivi v'chizkia b'nei brate d'rav Aitzei Arava, kamei d'rav, chavit chavit v'lo birech. Again, same story. Chatzavar, minig nevi'im hu. Okay, it's a minig nevi'im. Another story has nothing to do with anything. Amar Ivu k'avi kamei d'rav Elazar v'chadak. Also k'mei hu gavar. Guy walks in. Amar, he says, Kariyasa isli. I have a city. I'm a rich guy. I have a lot of cities. Karma is I have a vineyard. Zeis isli. I have olives. V'asir b'nei kriyasa. And the guys come, the workers come, and it's shvita here. Umakas kisin bekarmaya, they hoe the vineyard. Va'ochlim bezesa, and I gave them zayz as salary. They even the olives as a salary. Arich or lo arich? Is that the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do? Am I doing it right? I'm like lo arich. That's not right. Why? Because it's shvita. So havi kashavik leva azel. So the guy picks up and walks out. Amar. So whoever's talking here, Ivu, Kadu Hayisa Dair Ba'ara Havi Memshinin, I've been living here for 40 years. Velo Chamisi Bar Inash Mahalech Ba'orchan De Siknan Kedim. I never saw a guy like this. Why? In other words, he went to stop them. The halach is I can't. He went to stop them. Not even walk out in anger. How can the rabbi say the crazy thing? He just the opposite. Hadav Aitzi V'Amalei Ma'ale Evitz. He came back afterwards and said, now what do I do? I stopped them. I came back. Now what do I do? He didn't even wait to ask what to do. He ran around to stop them. Amalei, so he told him like this. Afker zeisei, lechashucha, make your fields hefker. But there was a custom. Nobody would go, oh, now I'm waiting for Shemitah. I'm going to go to that guy's house. I'm going to take over that guy. I'm not going to do that. It was hefker. But nobody would take on someone else's field. So it's still really yours, but officially it's hefker. V'sein peritia lechaskusei kramim. And give them money, right? I think that's what it means. Give them money. Give them money in exchange for the work that they're doing. Says the Gemara, the kaskusi mishari. Is that even mutter? Vatanya hashaviyas tishamtana v'neshatas. You're not allowed to work on shemitah. What's going on here? Tishamtana melakashkeish. You're not allowed to hoe v'neshatesha melasalkal. You can't remove rocks. What's going on here? How can he even be doing this? Amrav ukva barchama trei kaskusi havi. There's two types of hoeing. Chad stume pili. One is to preserve what you have. That's mutter. The chad avruya ilani. One is to help. That's not mutter. So avruya ilani aser stume shari pili. To help that shouldn't get worse. That you're allowed to do during shemitah. That it shouldn't be deteriorate. That you're allowed to do to maintain its status quo. That's mutter. To improve it. That's aser. So all they were doing here was keeping it status quo. That's mutter. And therefore he said it's okay. Another halacha. Amar ayvu mushir belazim b'tadak. Strange halacha. You shouldn't go travel more than 3 parsos on a Friday. Why? Rashi says, because you're going to show up at the house. Your wife wasn't expecting you. She doesn't have enough food for you, and you're going to get angry at her. It's a very difficult halacha. Amrav Kana, lo amar el lebesi. That's only true if you're going to your house. Aval lashbuzi, if you're going to a hotel, that this doesn't apply. Amai, dinakat samach. Whatever you have with you, you have. So why can't you do it? The only issue is there's going to be a surprise on your wife. Ikad the Amri Amr of Kahana lo nitzrucha ella afilu beti, even to your house. Amr of Kahana, but did he have it? Oh, that happened to me once. Afilu kata the house of the didn't even have Harry. There was nothing there to eat. Didn't think I was coming. Okay, I'm not sure what to say with that. Okay. Exactly. So let's do the toast votes. Kan begvulin, kan bemitash, kan begvulin. Says. Tosfos on top. B'mikdash halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. In the mikdash, it's halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. Right? That everyone agrees. B'gvulin pligi. It's a machlokas. Reb Yochanan Omer, yesod nevi'im. Reb Shuvan Levi Omer, minog nevi'im. Right? Is it a yesod nevi'im? What's the difference? Perish b'kundrits. Nafkamina. D'i takanahi bo'i brucha. If it's a takana, you can make a brucha. V'imin haga lo boy, if it's a minute you cannot. Deleka lemeimar vitzivanu. You can't say vitzivanu. De minag ba'alma shehenhigu ha'am. It's tam a minag. Vafilu bichlal lo sasser lesa. It's not even in lo sasser, which is the way you can say vitzivonu on the tzinir Chanukah. Not even that. V'chein amina b'samech. We say later on chavit chavit v'lo birech. They bang hoshanis. They didn't make a bracha. Why? Because savar minag neviyahu. V'yesh medaktik mitoch kach says Tosvos. You see from here. D'lom uvarchin an ahalel d'rosh chodesh. You should not make a bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. De'eno ela minag ba'alma. It's only a minag. How do I know it's only a minag? How do I know that? Because there's a story in the Gemara like that. By the way, the Rambam did not say bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. And I know, I think Rav Shechter said, Rav Soloveitchik, his whole life went back and forth. Should I say a bracha on Hallel? Should I not? Back and forth his whole life. Right? We all do. Ashkenazim generally do. It's not such a simple thing. Says Tosfos, there's no way. How do you know it's a minhag? Listen to the story. Kedemucha chaperek basa de tainus. Rav iklo lebavel. Rav went to Bavel one time. Chazi, he went into a shul. It was Rosh Chodesh. Dekari halal b'Rosh Chodesh. They said halal on Rosh Chodesh. Savar la'af sekinhu. He wanted to stop them. Shama dekamedalgi. He saw that they skipped lo lanu to Ozli, and they skipped. And what are they skipping for? Ah, Amar Shmamina Minig Avasayim. It's just a minhag. Let it go. The Tosfos is going to say later at the end, don't tell me that Rav walked in late and didn't hear the bracha. Right? Don't tell me that. He walked in late, didn't hear the bracha. What's going on over here? Ah, they're skipping. Don't think that. Vaha de Ka'amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Tosam, Yud Ches Yom, Yachid, Gomer Esahal Behen. There were 18 days. It doesn't mean a yachid. It means a tzibur. Right. Why do you call it yachid? At the end, Tosfos will say that. There are 18 days when you say halal. What are the 18 days? And by the way, ubegola chaf alef yom. There are 21 days in Galus. What are the days? 8 days of Hanukkah. Let's do Eretz Yisrael. 7 days of Sukkot is 15. Right? 15. What? No.
You finish Halal. You'll catch young. You finish.
Sorry, 8 days of Hanukkah, 8 days of Pesach. That's 16.
16.
2 days of Pesach.
2 days of Pesach?
No, only 1 day of Pesach.
One day of Pesach
and 1 day of Shavuos. That's 18. In Chutz La'aretz, you add on 1 day more of Sukkot, 1 day more of Pesach, and 1 day more of Shavuos. That's 21. Rosh Chodesh is not mentioned. The last days of Pesach are not mentioned. Right? Lomishum says he's busy. What do you mean ligmor at the hal? What do you mean ligmor? Lomishum de lahave achrini takana shikor bedilog. Not that doesn't mean that the other days is a takana. That's not what it means. Ella yachid gomer hainu kamo yachid kore. It means kore. De orcha b'shat de mishtoiki hecha hachli kiahu the tanya prakama de brachas. But seeking how you gomerin also in the takana. What do you mean gomerin? They were davin. It means davin. Don't get hung up on the word gomerin. That's all Tosfos says. V'ben atam omer, the ain raya. Me arava, lahalel. You can't bring a raya. Well, if there's no bracha on arava, there's no bracha on halal. No raya. Why not? The arava, ain ela tiltal. Arava is only tiltal. What is it after all? The kivon delav takantihi. Ela minhaga. It's only a minhag. Lo chashiva lemikva lebracha. We're not going to be koveya a bracha. On a small thing like this, you should make a bracha on a minhag. Aval kriyas halel lo gara mikori batora. It's not any worse than reading than leaning. Therefore, you make a bracha on halel on Rosh Chodesh. You like that comparison?
No.
Because the lulav is also just holding, just taking, make a bracha.
Dika vasei, just like Ashkechan, we find the mavrachin on Ashne Yamim Tovin Shalgalus. We make a bracha on the second day of Yontif in Chutz Laaretz. Ve'ena ela minag ba'alma. It's only a minag. Kedamrin and Parakamet de Beitza. So yes, bracha on a minag. We'll do that. Nobody argues on that. Umihu ain mizer raya. That's not a raya either. Why not? This I'm not sure what he means for this. Why don't we make a bracha on aravas? Why not? Mishum, delo efshar loma, b'tzivanu. You can't say b'tzivanu. You can't. Right?
It's a minute.
One minute. Ubeis, now this is the line, I don't really understand. Ubeis Yom Tov and Shalgalas, the second day of Yontif in Chutzlaritz, in Behem Vitzivanu. It doesn't have Vitzivanu. You can't say Vitzivanu. There was no Vitzivanu. You're not commanded to eat Maror on the second day of Pesach. It's not a commandment. Ella, rather, Kiddush. Kiddush. Vahaskaras Hayom Betfila. Ubirchas Hamazon. What does he mean? I don't know what he means by that. What does he mean by that? I don't know what he means by that.
We do say Vitzivanu.
I know. So he's saying, so I'm not sure what he means by that. Right?
Well, technically what we're doing is we're adding our brachas to a minimum. I don't know if it's a minimum or not.
We're adding on to something existing already. Right. It's existing the first day.
Use benching. So we're going to... How many brachas do we need for benching? The first one only. But yeah, how many brachas do we make on it?
Right.
Same thing.
It's filling. Right.
You're not technically making a bracha, but we're adding on brachas to it.
Right.
That's what he's saying. It makes sense.
So he says, we now make a bracha on a minhag because we can't say Vitzivanu. But for the second day Yontif, it's not the same thing. It's not the same kind of minhag. We're out of the blue, we just made something up. Right? That's not what it is. Now Tosfos asks, what about shofar?
No, the question is yes. Why?
He's not dealing with why. I know.
He's stating facts.
I know. V'im yishom debarachin on atkiya shofar beyond the sheni shol Rosh Hashanah. What about second day of Rosh Hashanah? How can we make a bracha on there? Hanu takanta ninu v'chamiri beyaz yom tovim shalgalos. That's more machmir than the second day Yontif, because that's already much older to have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Because, what? L'inin beitza, the kedusha achas ninu kedemuchach parakam de beitza. His haru minagav asechem biyadechem. Right? That's a different animal. No one has a problem with that. So did we really explain why the second day Yontif we make a Seder with all the brachas? Did we really go into that? Did he really explain why? And our rabbis for sure not, because it's only a minhag. Did he really explain the difference? Huh?
He stated facts.
And how about lulav? Still doesn't say anything about lulav.
V'od, more. Medaktik Rabbeinu Tam, in Mesechtas Brachos, Beperek HaYakore, the Maisi Raya, the Ein Mafsik in Halel, that we don't stop, we don't interrupt, you're not allowed to talk during Halel. Mi Rav Bar Shiva, because Rav Bar Shiva was saying Halel, Digl Lebei de Ravina, B'yamim She'ein O'yachin Gomer Behen Asa Halel, it must have been Rosh Chodesh. Well, Ifsik, and he didn't answer him. Umishani, and we answer, that's not the reason he didn't answer him, he didn't answer because he didn't hold from him. Not because he can't be masik in middle of Halo, but Mashani, Shani Rav, Bar Shiva, the Lochasha relate to Ravina. He didn't hold from Ravina. That's why he didn't answer. Not because he wanted to be masik. The in Mavarkana love, and if there's no bracha, ma hafsaka shayachba. What kind of hafsaka? Oh, you're not allowed to talk in the middle of Tehillim? I'm saying Tehillim in the morning. I can't talk in the middle? What hafsaka is that? Obviously, he made a bracha. For sure he made a bracha. Why didn't he want to interrupt? Because, so he didn't want to, so the question is, why didn't he interrupt? See, of course he made a bracha. Otherwise, the question wouldn't get off the ground. So I talk, didn't he answer him? He didn't answer him, he didn't like him. Right? You understand what he's saying? Of course he made a bracha. If he didn't make a bracha, what's the issue? Why didn't he masik? You're not going to be masik when you're in the middle of Tehillim? Of course you are. That's all it is. It's Tehillim. The answer is, of course he made a bracha. Why didn't he masik? You're allowed to be masik. It's only chati halal. And it was masik because he didn't hold from him. The od raya, another thing. May I he uvda the tainus, the story that we started off with. Uvda the rav, the amar, saval afsakinu. He wanted to stop them. Why did he want to stop them? What are you people doing, right? You don't say halal on Rosh Chodesh. Mashma, the mavarchi. They obviously made a bracha. The ilo mavarchi. If they didn't make a bracha, obviously, that's only a minhag. What's wrong with that? Right? Umistama loba em tahal ikla. Don't tell me he showed up in the middle of halal. He came late. Right? Don't say that. Midkama rav ikla lebavel. It says he came to Bavel, velo amar ikla vekinishta. Doesn't say he showed up at shul. Here I am. That's not what happened. He came to Bavel. So he was on time to davening. He was on time. He heard the maker bracha. That didn't bother him. What bothered him?
They skipped.
What?
That they skipped.
No, that they didn't skip. He was scared they're not going to skip. Right? He was scared they're not going to. Then when he saw they skipped, he let it go. What do you see? What do you see from there? You can make a bracha in a minute. Now we'll stop now, and then it goes on to a whole other thing. We'll do two more lines. V'chi tema akati mikivin demavarchi likros ha'elo leida demedagli amai savolus bekinu. Is 1 second. So if he saw them, if he came on time and he heard the bracha and he knew what they're doing, so why now he wants to stop them, right? Halav milsehi shafilu kishagomer sahalo yachal avar likros sahalo kemosh avarchin likros megillah. Maybe he's saying he had a problem with the nusach of the bracha because they said gomrin. And it's not true. It's not gomrin on a Rosh Chodesh. Maybe that was the issue. Says to us, don't worry about that. You can make any bracha you want. So how do we end off?
Again, no why.
Right. So how do we end off? We say brachas on Halal, on Rosh Chodesh. Right? It's only a minug. And what about Lulav on the rest of Pesach Sukkot? And what about Second Day Yontif? We say brachas on all that. All of a sudden, when it comes to our Ravis, you can't make a bracha on a minug. Right? All of a sudden. You can't do that. I'll make a bracha on a minug. It's not so simple. Right? It's not so simple.
Maybe we should make a bracha in our rabbis.
Also, are there any other minhagim that are that old? The minug going back to the Nevi'im that we have a shayla, such an old, old minug. Right? Are there any other minhagim that we even have out there that you could even possibly make a bracha on? Right? So there are. Not saying that, I don't know. Like, what about, so we have left is Hallel, Second Day Yontif. We make brachas and all that. We know how to make brachas and all that. The Gemara's going to say it later in the week. Because if you don't want to make a bracha, if you wouldn't make a bracha, it would be meaningless.
And so this is understandable, because every day is almost different yantid, different kabbalahs, different yantid.
That's why there's no chatzi halal on Sukkot. Right. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the second day yantid part. So imagine what a seder would be like if you didn't make any brachas. Imagine what kind of seder would that be. No kiddush. No. Imagine what that would be like.
I'm thinking that it's because it's a state, it's not really the same, because in those cases it's state of the yomer, so it could be that this state.
But not state of the yomer anymore.
Now. Then.
So what is it? It's a minimum.
So now why right. Make them wrong?
All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow at the two dots at the bottom.
Everybody have a good day. Okay, we say minimum of a state of the yomer.